Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday within the octave of Easter, April 11th, 2026. Our scripture passage today comes from the evangelist Mark, where he writes, "When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe." On this Saturday in the octave of Easter, the church lingers in a strange and tender space between proclamation and hesitation, between resurrection and resistance. The Gospel from Mark gives us a moment that feels almost uncomfortable in its honesty. Mary Magdalene has seen the Lord. She has encountered the risen Christ, not as an idea, not as a memory, but as a living presence, and she runs to tell the others, those who had walked with him, loved him, and followed him. But they do not believe her. There is something deeply human here. These are not hardened skeptics or enemies of Christ. These are his companions, those who mourned with him, who wept for him. Their sorrow is real, their love is real, and yet their hearts are not yet ready to receive the impossible joy that Mary announces. Grief has its own logic. It narrows the world. It says, this is how things end. Death is final. Hope was misplaced. And when grief takes hold, even truth can sound like illusion. Even resurrection can sound like wishful thinking. Mary Magdalene stands as a kind of bridge between two worlds, the world of loss and the world of new life. She has passed through tears into encounter. She has heard her name spoken by the one she thought was gone forever, and now she bears witness, not with arguments, but with testimony. I have seen the Lord. But testimony is fragile. It asks for trust, and trust is difficult when the heart has been broken. In many ways, this gospel is not just about the apostles' disbelief. It is about ours. How often has the Lord already been at work in our lives, and yet we hesitate to believe it? How often has grace come quietly through another person, though a moment of unexpected peace, through a word that stirred something in us, and we dismissed it? We might not say outright, I do not believe, but we live as though resurrection has not yet happened. We remain in the tomb of our fears, our regrets, our assumptions about what is possible. The apostles' refusal to believe Mary is not the end of the story. Christ will come to them as well. We will meet them in their doubt, in their confusion, even in their resistance. The risen Lord is not deterred by disbelief. He enters into it. And this is the hope for us, that even when we struggle to believe, even when our hearts are slow, Christ comes anyway. He comes not because we have everything figured out, but because he is faithful. Mary Magdalene's role is essential. She becomes the apostle to the apostles, the first herald of the resurrection. Not because she is the most powerful or the most certain, but because she is the one who stayed. She remained at the tomb. She loved through the darkness. And because she stayed, she was there when the light broke in. There is a quiet invitation here for us to remain. To remain in prayer even when it feels empty. To remain in hope even when circumstances suggest otherwise. To remain open to the possibility that God is doing something new, even when we cannot yet see it. The resurrection often comes in disguise. It does not always arrive with trumpets. Sometimes it comes as a whisper, as a small turning of the heart, as a gentle persistence of grace. Mary recognized him because she listened, because she allowed herself to be addressed. Perhaps today the question is not simply, do I believe in the resurrection, but rather, am I willing to recognize him when he calls my name? And also, am I willing to trust the witness of others, those moments when God speaks through someone else into my life? The church herself stands in the place of Mary Magdalene, continually announcing, "He is alive." And we, like the apostles, are invited to wrestle honestly with that claim, not dismissing it, but allowing it to confront us, to challenge our assumptions, to awaken something deeper. Because the truth is this: resurrection is not just something that happened to Jesus. It is something that is happening even now in us. Every time despair gives way to hope, every time sin gives way to grace, every time death gives way to life, the resurrection is unfolding. And so we stand with Mary. We stand with the apostles. We stand somewhere between disbelief and faith, between grief and joy. And Christ comes to meet us there. Let us pray. Risen Lord Jesus, you who call Mary by name and turned her sorrow into joy, draw near to us in our own places of doubt and hesitation. When our hearts are slow to believe, speak again your word of life. When we cling to what is lost, open our eyes to what is being made new. Give us the grace to remain with you in silence, in longing, in hope, until we too can recognize your presence and make us witnesses of your resurrection, not only in what we say, but in how we live, love, and trust in your promise. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, when we will take a passage from one of the Gospels and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.